Okay, let's get into Perek Zayin of Sefer Ezra as we continue. And Ezra finally comes onto the scene. Only four prakim left here. And Ezra makes it onto the scene. Zayin, Ches, Tes, and Yud. And he comes sometime after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And he comes and the Perek lists off his lineage, going, oh, he was a Kohen. Discussion whether he was the Kohen Gadol. We'll see that. And he goes up and he lists off all of the different groups of people that he took with him. He went up, but there was a four-month journey, says the Perek, that he left on the first day of Nisan, and he got there on the first day of Av. And he has a letter with him that gives him all the brachas in the world that everybody should contribute to the continuing growth and avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. And the people who work in the Beis HaMikdash get some tax exemptions, and nobody should take anything away from what the Beis HaMikdash is using. And anyone who disrupts anything that's going on in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be punished, because they knew that the success of Am Yisrael means success for them. And that is how the Perek continues. Ezra even sets up is given permission to set up Batidinim. And he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards the end of the Perek, he in first person, because we have Ezra writing the Sefer here. He says, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu in first person. Hashem has done chesed for me, and I had to be menchazek in my avoda. We'll have to see what the chizuk he needed to have. Okay, so here we go. After these things, how far after? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It was soon after, a year after the Binyan Abayis, Ezra finally came. That's when, remember, Baruch Ben Neriah stayed. He stayed because he didn't want to leave his Rebbe. And keep in mind, we didn't emphasize this last time, keep in mind that at this time, the Torah Shebaal Peh was all Baal Peh, literally that. So if one didn't get the transmission from their Rebbe, so then that's it. It was lost. That's why this was a great treasure. Rav Schwab has a beautiful lashon here. Rav Schwab says this can be understood in light of the fact that in those days before Torah Shebaal Peh was committed to writing, the Rebbe was the source of the entire Torah. As long as Baruch was alive, he was in possession of the entire Torah as transmitted to him by his Rebbe Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He was the closest link back to the interrupted chain of the transmission. He was thus the most precious national treasure that the Jewish people possessed at that time, more precious even than the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Ezra wasn't going to leave. As the Gemara says, Gedola, Talmud Torah, Yosef, Ibn Beis HaMikdash. We saw that Gemara already in Megillah on Daf Tezayin. The Gemara there also has a suggestion, at least according to one opinion, that Ezra was the Malach, was the Navi Malachi. The Gemara says in Megillah, Tezvav and Aleph, Amr of Nachman, Malachi ze Mordechai. V'lama nikra shmo Malachi, Shayim Mishnah lemelech, v'chulu. And the Gemara says, maybe that can't be. Tanya, Amr Shu ben Karcha Malachi ze Ezra. V'chacham Amr Malachi shmo. His name was Malachi. Amr Nachman Mistaver Kamandamar Malachi ze Ezra. Dichsiv. Why? Why is that? Why does that make sense to say Malachi and Ezra were one and the same? Dichsiv ben Avuas Malachi. And Malachi talks about Bogdo Yerushalayim v'soev anasta b'Yisrael ubi Yerushalayim ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher hoyev abal basel nechar. Right, talking about intermarriage. Uman afrish nashim nachrios Ezra. And who was the one? Malachi, they give a rebuke about it. And who was the one that was mafrish them? We didn't get there. And later prakim Ezra dichsiv, as it says, Ezra went up and noshim nashim nachrios, and he got rid of them. So according to one opinion, Ezra is the Navi Malachi. But either way, he finally gets to Eretz Yisrael here, comes back, Melach Paras, Ezra, Ben Saraya, Ben Azariah, Ben Chilkiah, gives his whole lineage. Ben Shalom, Ben Tzadok, Ben Achitov, it skips a couple of generations also. If you look in Divrei Hayamim, I think it's eight generations that were also skipped, but we skip all the way back up. Ben Pinchas, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron, Akohen, Arosh. Goes all the way back. Harosh, is Harosh just going on Aaron HaKohen? Or is it going on all of this list and they were all Kohanim Gedolim? So that's not clear 100% whether Ezra Sofer was a Kohen Gadol. The Rambam lists him off as a Kohen Gadol. The Rambam also lists off Malachi and Ezra as two separate people. They're not the same people. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, when he discusses the Kohen Gadol, Perek Dalid, says the Rambam, Here he's talking about the different avodos of the Kohanim. HaKohanim Huvdulu, this is the beginning of Perek Dalet. HaKohanim Huvdulu Michlal HaLevim LaAvodas HaKarbanos. HaKohanim were separated from the rest of the tribe of the Levim for Avodas Karbanos. Shenemar Vayibadel Aaron LaHakdisho Kodesh Kodashim. Umitzaz Asehi LaHavdil HaKohanim ULaKadsham ULaHachinam LaKarban. Vitzara Kol Adam Yisrael and Hobam Kavet Harbe ULaHakdim Ozom LaChodav Shevikdusha. And then it talks about the Mishmaros. And a couple of halachas later, halacha yud beis, umemanin kohen gadol hu rosh lechol hakohanim, umoshchin oso b'shemen hamishcha, umalbishin oso b'itei kuna gadola. You anoint him, you give him the special begadim. The Mishmar Zazav points out here, it seems that it's a separate din, not just the kohen gadol in terms of avoda, but the rosh. Right, what does the Rambam say here? Umemanin kohen gadol hu rosh lechol hakohanim. And maybe the Rambam gets it from our pasuk, where it talks Aaron HaKohen, HaRosh, he was the Rosh. Who? Ezra. It is Ezra. This is the same Ezra, Olam Mibavel, who went up from Bavel. Again, he went up with other people, but he was the most chashiv. So this is Ezra that went up from Bavel, who's Sofer Mahir, Betoras Moshe, and he is a scribe, Mahir, a brilliant scribe, Betoras Moshe, in the Torah Moshe, Asher Nasan, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that Hashem gave through Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayitein lo hamelach, ki Hashem alakav alav, kol bakashaso. And the king let Ezra do whatever he would like to do. Every number of phrases in this pasuk have to be spoken about. First of all, he went up from Bavel, right? This is about the Gemara. We mentioned this already in the Hakdama, but let's repeat it because it was a number of prakim ago. And again, here's where Ezra comes on the scene. The Gemara compares Ezra and Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chafal, of Tanyu, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Roy haya Ezra, shetinasein Torah al yado li Yisrael. He would have been worthy. Il male lo kadma Moshe. If Moshe hadn't beaten it to him. Moshe omer Moshe Allah Elo Elokim. Be'ezra hu omer hu Ezra Allah Mibavel. Our pasuk. Ma aliyah ha'amur kan Torah. Af aliyah ha'amur kan Torah. And the Marsha says, Avir Derek Tisrael is machkim. And that's why the comparison to Dar Sinai. Amazing. But Moshe omer vosit tziva Hashem v'esehi l'alameh etzchem chuyum mishratim. Be'ezra omer Ki Ezra hechin levavo that Rosh is Torah Hashem alasos lamei liso chokum mishpat ve'avish lo nitna Torah yado nishtan al yado. That's what we spoke about recently in the previous prakim, that maybe the ksav was changed. So this is Ezra who went up from Bavel, but who's sofer? He was a sofer. Sofer. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about that the earlier ones were sofer. They were able to be medactic about every letter in the Torah. Every letter in the Torah was meaningful, and they knew they were medayik in all of the letters. That's the Gemara here. Kiddushin Lamanam Aleph. Lefichach nikru rishonim sofrim, shayu sofrim kal osia shabatora. Shayu omrim. They knew exactly. Vav degachon chesen shal osia shal Torah. It was so clear to them. They knew the exact middle letter. They knew the exact how many letters. And the Gemara asked, why don't we take out a Torah and find out what the exact middle letter is? Because Rav Yosef says, Vav of gachon, which is the middle, is it on the last of the first half or the first of the second half? This was a Masorah that it wasn't an odd number. It was an even number. So they said, take out a Torah. Nasi say Torah v'imninu. Right? Shouldn't we take out a Torah? And the Gemara answers, we're not Bekiyan anymore. Innu Bekiyan v'chatziras v'yaseros, anan lo Bekiyan, so it might be missing a letter, have an extra letter. And then Menachas Chinuch in the last mitzvah points out, chas v'shalom, that it's missing any letter in a darshaning context. Maybe in names or something like that, but darshan context, we have a perfect misora. So, who? Sofer. He is Sofer. He's one of those Soferim who knew the Torah. Who knew the Torah. The Midrash Zozov quotes the Briska Rav, a kind of story that's quoted by others as well. That one time Rav Chaim Yivalazhin was talking to his Talmidim about his brother, Rav Zalmala. And Rav Zalmala, he was saying, you think he's a Talmud Chacham now? He would be a Talmud Chacham in the days of the Tanam and the Amorim. And they said, really? About your brother? So tell us about the Gra. Tell us about your Rebbe. When Rav Chaim heard that, his face went on fire. And he said, if my brother would live Elef Shanim Pa'amayim, if my brother will live 2,000 years, he wouldn't get up to the ankles of the Vilna Gaon. And the Talmidim said, Becharifus? And he answered, even Bebekias. But the bros Rabbi Chaim, and Rabbi Chaim saw the Plias HaTalmidim, he said, What are you so mitzpaleh about? We all know the Perek HaTilim of Tilo L'David, right? We say it three times a day, it's Ashrei. We're all Bekiyim in it. We know it by heart. I could tell you that my brother of Zamala, Baki B'Kol Divrei HaTanam HaMoraim, he knows everything. Nigla, Nistar, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Zohar, everything, just like we know Ashrei. That's what we know Ashrei. But what about the Gra though? He says, if I would ask you, we all know Ashrei, right? Tov, Hashem, Lakol. What's the word right before Tov? So nobody knows. You have to go back to the previous pasuk, Chanun. Chanun, Rachum, Hashem, Rachum, Tov. right? So you have to do a chaset because you have to go back to the beginning. And in Aleinu and in Berachas HaMazon, for sure, where it's not even a seder of an aleph base. It's like totally, it's very hard to know the previous pasuk. The Grun knew all of Torah as if it was in front of him. As if it was in front of him, and therefore he could tell you the previous word. So he doesn't have to go back or anything. It's like, and that's why, because it's chakuk aluach libecha. It was on his heart, and it was so clear. And that's what suggests the Mishnah Zav. Maybe that's what sofer here, sofer mahir, b'toras Moshe. Right? He was a sofer mahir. It was so clear. The Malbim also here has a beautiful vart on this pasuk about the Ezra. It's really about any of these prakim. So the Malbim says that we know the Asher Ezra Gedolah, who Ezra was the head of, said that the world stands on three Amudim, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. And in the days of the Asher Ezra Gedolah, they had three pillars that they relied on. Zerubbabel and Yeshua Kohen Gadol, right? That was Mikdash, right? That was Avoda. Ezra was Torah, and Nehemiah, he built the Chomos Ha'ir, and he worried about the politics and the Mediniyut, and he was into the Chesed. So those three personalities were the leaders. V'usofer Mahir, B'toras, B'toras Moshe. Asher Nathan Hashem L'kei Yisrael, that Hashem gave, Ezra was in charge, V'itim lo HaMelech, and the king let him do all that he wanted. Again, Ezra was in charge here of Torah, Torah Shebechzav, obviously Torah Shebalpeh, but he also, as we know, the Gemara tells us, in Meruba, he was Misakin Takanos, for the good of his society. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, he saw that they needed certain Takanos. Asara Takanos Tiken Ezra, 10 Takanos, the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis. Korin Mincha B'Shabbos, every Shabbos afternoon. We read, Rav Nevinzal talks about how that symbolizes the optimism of a Jew. Why do we always have to read next week's parsha? Just read next week's parsha next week. Why do we have to read it today, Shabbos afternoon? Because in a Jew's history, there's always a next week's parsha. And therefore, it's built into the system that every week we lay next week's parsha. And we lay Mondays and Thursdays, V'tanim Shevech Hamishi, and the Beis Din sits on Mondays and Thursdays. We do laundry on Thursday, V'ochlin Shum Be'erev Shabbos, V'chulu, and a couple of other takanas also. Maybe the most famous Takanas Ezra is Tefillah for Balkari, which the Gemara says maybe they will Mevatel because Ein Devei Torah Mekab L'Tuma Sugiyas in Meseches Brachos. Okay, so what happens? This was Ezra. So V'yalu Mibnei Yisrael U'min HaKohanim HaLeviyim HaMashorim HaMashorim. All these groups go up with Ezra. Kohanim, Leviyim, the singers. We'll get to how many Leviyim came up in the future. V'hanesinim. The Nesinim, the Givonim, El Yerushalayim. What are the Nesinim doing there? So this is a reference. We already have this Gemara. The Psukim of the Gemara Darshins, Kiddushin Samach Tes, the beginning of the last parak, where the Gemara tells us that when Ezra came, he made sure to bring up with him all of those who had unclear and Suffolk lineage. He knew that all the Talmidei Chachamim were going back to Eretz Yisrael, and Bavel was going to be left without anyone to be in charge. So all of those who had unclear lineage, he took with him. And therefore, as the Gemara says, he left Bavel like soles nikia, like a cleaned, a fine flower. Amar Abelazar, lo, this is Kedushin Samach Tes, lo Allah Ezra mi Bavel at sha'asta kisoles nikia va'Allah, because he wanted to make sure that when he wasn't there, they would stay clear. And that's the last parak in Kedushin. Asara yuchsin alu mi Bavel, 10 levels of yichus. Kohanim levim yisraelim, chalalim gerim, Shcharurim, that's Evan Meshuchar, Mamzere, Nesine, the Nesine I mentioned right here, Shtuki Bazufa, you don't know who the one parent is, you don't know who the other parent is, but that's this Gemara, they all came up with Ezra, Bishnashevla Takshasta Amelach, Vayavo Yushalayim Bechodesh HaKamishi, so they left, they came to Yushalayim in the fifth month, Yishnas HaShvius LaMelech, right, the seventh month of the king, right, maybe it's not a coincidental that it came in the fifth month, Av, Ki Be'echa L'Chodesh HaRishon, Hu Yusat Hamala Mibavel, they left on the first day of Nisan, U'Be'echa L'Chodesh Chamishi, Ba'al Yerushalayim, Ki Ad HaLakav, HaTov HaLav, took them 4 months to get from Bavel to Yerushalayim. Ki Ezra Echin L'Bavel, and what did Ezra do? He was making his heart, L'Drosh Estaras Hashem, V'La'asos, U'Lalamid B'Yisrael Choku Mishpat, he prepared his heart to darshin, to do, and to teach. All of these are the job of a leader. There's a beautiful Bar Tanura, maybe an unknown Bar Tanura. It should be more famous. The Rav Bar Tanura in the first parak of Perkei Avos on the Mishnah, Asei Torascha Keva. Asei Torascha Keva. Make your Torah, Shammai said, make your Torah Kavua, says the Rav Bar Tanura. Sheye Iker Iskacha Bayom of Alayla Batorah. You should, your Iker Esek, Kushaktiya Yogam and Alimud, Tase Malacha, and when you can't learn anymore, then you can go work. Veloshi Iker Iskacha Malacha, Shatifan Malacha, Tasek Batorah. Umatsasi Kasuv, and I found this pshat. Asei Taraska Keva, Shalotachmir La'atzmacha, Titokya La'achirim. Don't treat yourself any differently than anybody else. You're going to be mekabel big chumras. You can tell everybody else to be meko. Or the opposite. No. Whatever you was good enough for you should be good enough for others. Whatever is good enough for others should be good enough for you. Ki Ezra hechin levavo lidrosh estorat Hashem velazos ulalami lebnei Yisrael. Kamoshe hechin libo laasos kachaya malami lebnei Yisrael. Just like he prepared his heart to do, so too he taught the Jews, right? Wasn't any of this, I don't hold to the Erev, but you could hold to the Erev, or vice versa. Again, maybe personal, private chumras might be something different, but in general, right, this should be the same standard. Same standard. If people should know that about the religious leader, that he doesn't talk, dumb it down for them, and he also, chas v'shalom, doesn't make a chil Hashem, and is more makel for himself. V'zeh parshagana nishtavan, and this is the language of the letter. Asher nasan amalach atar shasta le'ezra kohen ha-sofer, that he gave to Ezra, the kohen, the sofer. Sofer divrei mitzvah Hashem v'chuk aval Yisrael. This is the text. Artakshasta Melech Malchaya. Artakshasta the king LeEzra Kona. Safar Dasa Di Eloshmaya Gemiru Ke'enis. Many Pshatim. What does that mean? Gemir maybe means Vechulu Ke'enis. A number of them Pshatim what Ke'enis is. Mini Simtame. The decree has come for me. The Kol Misnadev and Malchusi. Min Ama Yisrael. Whoever volunteers to go up. The Ka'anoi, Velevoi, Lemhachlu Yushalayim, Imach Yisach. Whoever goes up shall be with you, and they may go. They may go, a heter to go up. Even not just to build a base of Migdash. Maybe that was Koresh's. Everybody's allowed to go up to build a base of Migdash. This is just to go up to live there. Kol Kavel Dimin Kada Malka, Veshivas Yatoi Shliach, I and the seven officers that are with me, Levakaral Yurvi Yerushalayim, Bidas Alokach Dibidach. To go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go serve your God, Dibidach, it is in your hand. Interesting, they gave all this permission, they realized that their success is totally on Am Yisrael's success. Maybe it was because they saw themselves as part of the prophecy being fulfilled, but they saw themselves and they realized they have to let the Jews and get the Jews to go. Ulehe valak saf udahav, giving gold and silver to Malka v'yatoi, hisnadavu lalaka Yisrael, the Yerushalayim Mishkenei, they all gave much gold and silver. V'chok saf udahav di sahashka, by the way, this is also in Aramaic again, because this is a quote of the letter. And all the gold and the silver that is found b'chol medinas bavel, im his nadavus ama v'chanayim is nadvin lebeis alakahon di Yerushalayim. Give it to the great house being built in Yerushalayim. Kol kavodinas parna tikne. Do it quickly. Bekas badona torin dichrin imrin. Buy all these types of animals. Umin chasom and iskeom oil and wine libations. Usakari v'imam madbacha di beis elakachom di Yerushalayim, and bring it as karbanos in the base of Migdash. Oman di alach v'alachoch yitav bishar kas v'dava. Whoever wants to give more, fine. Umanaya, and here we get back to the Kalim. Umanaya di misyavin loch lafolchan beis lakach, and the Kalim that were given to you, hashleim kadem alaka yushlaim, finish them and bring them all. Ushar chashchus beis lakach, and everything else that's needed, yipalach, lemintan, tintim in beis ginze malka, you will take from the treasure house of the king. And again, mini ana artachshasta malka, simtem lachogi zabaraya. Right, everybody should know about this. Everybody should help out Ezra, give him all the money, skip a few psukim. They'll call D mintam elashmaya, yis aved, adrazta. It should be done bizrizus. Mitsuda Sion said there's no other word like that in Tanakh. Labes elashmaya, di lamalek safa malchus malka. Why should there be wrath against the king, meaning me? Meaning, build the base of Migdash. They realize that this is what has to be built in order to protect them, right? Maybe he remembered, which wasn't so long ago, the story of Purim, just a couple of years before. So they knew when God wants to get involved, he could get involved. Ulachom ahodin di kol kanai v'levayah zamaraya. Tell all the people, the Kohanim, the Leviim, the people who sing, the people who are involved. Upalche beis lakana dana, and they serve in this house. Dana mindu blow. V'halach, all different types of taxes, lo shalal lemir me'aleim, don't put on them. The Gemara Baba Basra darshes this, maybe for Talmidei Chacham, also certain clergy exemptions. V'ant Ezra kechachmas alokach dividach, and you Ezra specifically, as with the wisdom that is in your hand, many shaftin v'dayanin, you can appoint judges, gives permission to restart the Sanhedrin. Appoint judges. The Malbim says maybe this means hediotos and mumchen. The Levin Dainin L'chol Amma, they'll judge the whole nation. The Ba'aver Nara L'chol Yadei Dasei Alakach V'Daloida Tehodun. Whoever knows, great, judge them. Whoever doesn't know, teach them. V'chol Di Lo Levi Aved Dasa Di Alakach V'Dasei Di Malka. Whoever doesn't listen, Levi Misavi Minei Hein Lamus. Maybe he'll die. Hein Lashar Shoei. maybe he'll be uprooted. The Gemara darshins in Moikat and Tavzayin, this means excommunicated, because you're uprooting yourself from your existence. Heilanish nichsin, taking their property of the last surah. So you have to follow the Torah, which is also connected to the law of the land, as he says. So finally, this was the letter, and now Ezra starts talking. Baruch Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, Asher Nosan Kazos Belev HaMelech. Right, praises us that Hashem gave this in the heart of the king. Lefar Es Beit Hashem Yishev Yerushalayim, to glorify the Beis Hashem in Yerushalayim. The Besha Chachma writes that based on this pasuk, why did Ezra Dafka give praise to Hashem here? Because on the pasuk Som Tasim Alecha Melech, the Gemara, the Meshech Chachma explains that Melech, as we know, Lev Melech Biyad Hashem, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, a Melech doesn't really have a chira chavshis. V'hu kimuchrach shebechiraso eino nido biyado rak biyad Hashem yisbarach rak kivon shehu Shaul lo Melech al yorei anochi mimena. That's talking about the pasuk by when Shmuel says he was going to be scared of Shaul. But that's what it says in Ezra. Why did he give thanks to Hashem? Because he knew Hashem was in charge of this Melech that was giving them the permission. V'yalai, first person, ita chesed, Hashem gave me chesed, l'fnei ha-melech, v'yotzav l'chosori ha-melech ha-givarim, v'ani et chazakti, and I made myself strong. Ki yad Hashem alokai alai, as Hashem's hand is with me, ve'akabsa b'Yisrael, rashim alosi mi, I got people to come with me. I got people to come with me. What's v'hit chazakti? Says Rav Schwab, he had to be mechazik himself because not too many people came. Not too many people came. He was very, very disappointed. Why didn't they come? Why did they come? It's a good kasha. Why did most Jews not come? The answer is they were comfortable. They were comfortable. They didn't believe in what Ezra was telling them. Maybe they thought, oh, we're only going to go back when there are miracles, like the first time. But they were wrong. As Rabbi Schwab says, it also could have been an ideological one, albeit misguided. He says maybe it was just an economic one, but maybe not. The people had envisioned the Messianic era as a time when the Jewish people would be independent of any other government or world power. The popular thinking, therefore, was that this couldn't be a sign of the coming of Mashiach. But they were wrong, tragically wrong. Theirs was a colossal failure of Emunas Chachamim, a lack of confidence in the judgment of the great Torah leader's conception of what is right and wrong for the Jewish people in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had a Navi with them. Yishayo HaNavi had prophesied that there would be a king called Koresh, and he would say you could go back to the base of Migdash. And what did they do? Coincidence. Right? And the whole Purim story just happened recently. But that's not enough. So either way, he was very disappointed, and that's why he had to be mitchazik himself at this stage. So Ezra's back, the Beis HaMikdash is built, but the Jews, tragically, aren't coming. So we'll see exactly who and how many come in the coming prakim.